She posted this. She said, "President Trump just attacked me and lied about me. I haven't called him at all, but I did send these text messages today." We will show you those in a moment. She said, apparently, this is what sent him over the edge, the Epstein files. And of course, he's coming after me hard to make an example to scare all the other Republicans before next week's vote to release the Epstein files. She says, it's astonishing, really, how hard he's fighting to stop the Epstein files from coming out, and that he actually goes to this level, she says. She went on to say, but really, most Americans wish he would fight this hard to help the forgotten men and women of America who are fed up with foreign wars and foreign causes, are going broke trying to feed their families, and are losing hope of ever achieving the American dream. That's what I voted for. I have supported President Trump with too much of my precious time, too much of my own money, and fought harder for him, even when almost all other Republicans turned their back and denounced him. And she also said, but I don't worship or serve President Trump. I worship God. Jesus is my savior, and I serve my district, GA14, and the American people. I remain the same today as I've always been, and I will continue to pray that this administration will be successful because the American people desperately deserve what they voted for. She said, for me, I remain America first and America only.